This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Incubus.
There's a monster in my podcast.
It's going to make a joke, but I can't remember one fucking Incubus song.
Stellar. I know that one from Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stellar. This thing's cool.
I like this. This is probably one of the most capable and like interesting just adventure concepts that comes out of a box that we've seen so far.
Yeah. 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 Also makes a great appearance in the Super Nintendo Shadowrun game. Even though like it's very, you know, thinking about it, like I went into that knowing what these things were. I'm just imagining playing that game and then just being like, oh, the lady who I shot turned out to be an octopus. That's weird. And then just kind of, oh, Data East. And then just moving on.
Right.
You know, whereas in fact, it's because these octopus who are efficient urban hunters who operate day or night.
Mind control. The efficient urban hunters is what stuck out to me as like, oh, this isn't just a shitty underwater creature. No, this is one of the best things.
It is an octopus with like real big human eyes. Other than that, though, it just looks like a land octopus who crawls around and it can zap into your brain with like alarming efficiency. Like they get 10 dice on their attack, which is, you know, about as good as you really get in this game. Make you see your heart's desire and then think that you know, it is that.
Yes.
So the example is kind of bereft of imagination. Like the Shadow Talk and the Shadowrun game, it's a lady.
Right.
You know, like you see a particularly nice looking prostitute and you're like, okay, I'm gonna go talk to that prostitute. You think you're talking to it while it is just like slowly an octopus like approaching you to devour you.
Yes.
So it's a mimic, it's a psychic mimic.
Mm-hmm. It projects the illusion too. So like it can, you know, put the illusion at the end of an alley, get you in there and then come up behind you. So you have nowhere to run.
Yeah. And it works on your friends and stuff too, but it's just worse. Yeah. So like, I imagine like, that's great. Like, you know, you and I are hanging out and, you know, we see, and I'm just going to use the same lack of imagination because it works the best for the example. Like I see a lady who, you know, I think looks real good. And I go up and talk to her and stuff and you still see the lady, but little details are wrong. Like you know, her feet are on backwards or something.
Right. She's got, you know? She's got eight tentacles.
Yeah.
And, well, and vaguely human like eyes.
Yeah. Well, not quite that. The illusion isn't that bad. It just says minor details are wrong. Not like you don't see the octopus.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she has one tentacle,
You
know, it's like when Homer remembers the town meeting, you know, it's like that. So to you, like, you don't hear me talking or you don't hear her talking.
I hear you talking.
And I'm just like, oh, I am a single divorcee, why do you ask, you know? And then they continue to talk to me and you just hear me go, you know, saying that side of the conversation with this mess, you know, this real Amy Schumer and train wreck type character. And yeah, I think that's really cool.
Yeah,
you know, this seems like a really fun to GM. Like it'd be very fun to like game master one of these things.
Yeah, but I wonder like how you actually maintain the illusion by describing it one way to one player but differently to another.
Yeah, notes.
Yeah, I suppose
notes, or you pull one of the characters in another room, which is like it takes a good group to not metagame the shit out of that, but like that would be a way to do it.
Yeah. But the shadow talk on this is mostly what you would expect. Like, ha ha ha! You certainly are attracted to a woman with a particular detail about her,
with a dog collar, which is not particularly unusual in the world of cyberpunk.
No,
a dog collar. You know,
yeah.
It's just a collar. There's not that much a difference between a dog collar and like a choker.
Right. Just a spiky goth collar. You know, like you would have in a punk setting.
What would be the thing that it would project for you? Like, because we're talking about the lack of imagination and that's just doing mating stuff, but like, you know, heart's desire.
A quiet night alone. It's not like I don't get a lot of those.
You're walking down this like rain swept Seattle street and you look into an alley and there's like your bedroom.
Yep.
And you're just like, well, it's right here. You know? there's just like a Game Boy charging by the desk and, you know, a glass of water already next to the desk.
Yep.
Couple earplugs. Just like, oh, it seems dry and good.
Yep.
You wake up and you're on a waterbed that is a octopus.
It's cracking my head open like it's a coconut.
Yeah. And just like, all because you wanted to sleep.
Yeah. How about you?
Oh, you know, I don't, something sad. You know, like something I don't feel like, you know, something very depressing. You know, they'll bring down the tenor of this comedy show. So it's funny too, because it goes directly to your brain. And one of my favorite details of this is that it can adjust for your responses to it. So if you at that point were like, we'll continue to use you as an example so it doesn't get depressing, because you had the presence of mind to come up with a comedy answer.
comedy.
But if you were just like, this can't be my bedroom, then the illusion will adjust based on that.
Hmm.
Like it would become, you know, then maybe at that point, like
it is the Seattle Museum in honor of Cole's bedroom.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, or like the rest of your house materializes and you just you're closer to home than you thought.
They nailed every single detail. They even got the box of Cheez-Its next to the bed.
Yeah, exactly. And when you reach into the Cheez-It, you're really just reaching into this thing's mouth to fish out the Cheez-Its they ate earlier. Yeah. And then the beak just comes crunching down, you know. just imagine this thing like reading, studying up on your bed habits, you know. Like reading your mind, like you look out your window and this thing just peeks its head over the rim, Cheez-Its, and then makes notes with its two extra arms, you know.
It's got two little notebooks it's writing in them simultaneously.
Yeah, I've got to go down to the stuffer shack and get the Cheez-Its.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.